This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Tody Perez, the Associate Vice President for Student Health and Well-Being, and this is the BAMA Balance. It's a new podcast on real stories about college men's mental health.
Hey y'all, I'm Nick Smith, a senior from Hoover, Alabama, majoring in philosophy. I'm super excited to get the chance to do this and also a little nervous.
Hey guys, my name is Johnny Foster. I'm a senior from Fairhope, Alabama, majoring in finance, and to echo Nick, I'm really excited for the BAMA Balance to hopefully catch fire and as we delve into our different stories about men's mental health.
Yeah, as you can tell, this is something that the three of us are pretty excited about. It's a new venture for us. It's a brand new podcast, adventure where we'll explore college men's mental health, the things that challenge men's mental health, and also ways to support and build resilience. We're going to do this through stories and experiences that we'll share. And we'll also ask future guests that we hopefully are able to come visit us to also share in their stories and experiences. Stories and experiences that are unique to college men and the issues that they face, the circumstances that you find during this time of life regarding their mental health.
Yeah, as Dr. Perez just said, we're all about sharing conversation and having dialogue on men's mental health. We're looking to keep our conversations engaging, educational, entertaining, and real. We welcome all of you on this journey with us, and we hope that you'll be able to take away something useful for yourself or for your friends.
So for this first episode, we want you, the listener, to know a little bit more about us three, how we came to know each other, and why we decided to create the BAMA Balance. So we're going to go through why our ideas and passions about addressing men's mental health came into reality through the BAMA Balance.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting for us. I think as the three of us have talked about this for some time now, it's hard to believe that we're actually at a position right now where we're recording this first episode. I mean, it's something that I've been looking forward to. And something that I've been excited about. I know both Nick and Johnny you're both nodding too, that it's something we were all excited about sharing. It's something that I think we felt is also coming at the right time for our students, our male students on campus, particularly as college men's mental health on campus has been such a primary and a present concern. So we look forward to talking more with each other and with you. And so with that, stay tuned and we'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the BAMA Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. For this first segment, we wanted to talk about our whys. So Johnny, why the BAMA Balance?
Yeah, well, I'll first talk about the reason that I think that we, us three, are good in having a conversation about men's mental health. I think that Nick and I are both involved in a lot of different aspects on campus. We have our hands and a lot of different hats. It's, one, great for us to speak on this because we've experienced a lot of different failures and successes on campus. We're seniors, so we do feel pretty confident in saying that we had a great Alabama experience. And, you know, getting to meet Dr. Perez was one of the great things that I had during my professional and academic career. And so I think that it's great for us to come together and have this platform as people that have gone through a variety of different things that the university had to offer. a lot of different clubs, a lot of different, you know, groups of people that we interacted with every day. But the why for me, I would say, is because I've been able to look behind the curtains at a lot of different people's experiences on campus. And, you know, from a distance, from a glance, it doesn't seem the mental health is necessarily a focal point of the way that men on this campus conduct themselves, when that's not the case. I know plenty of people, including myself, that struggle with mental health, whether it be on a daily basis or, you know, seasonally or different things come into your life. I think it's always important to have some sort of foundation in yourself, that you are okay, that mental health is something that you need to prioritize. And a lot of times mental health falls to the wayside at the University of Alabama, if we're going to be honest. So I think that my why, to sum it up, is to break that and to understand that mental health needs to be a priority, and that we're not just saying this to scold people, but rather to try to help them through our different experiences and stories. We'll get into that in future episodes. But no, I'm really excited for this because we have a lot of different experiences that we can share for our listeners.
Dr. Perez, question to you.
Well, yeah, no, thanks, Nick. In the same vein, as Johnny mentioned, I'm a psychologist by trade, and although I don't necessarily advertise that a lot, but you know, having been in collegiate mental health for now we're 35 some years, men's mental health has been something that to me has always been an issue on campus, right? College men's mental health. I remember some of my earlier research had to do with sort of help seeking among college men and some of the things that that helped facilitate that help seeking and some of the things that got in the way. So I think, you know, my why is really to try to pioneer some new things that are effective in addressing men's mental health on campus. I kind of like doing things a little bit out of the box anyway, right? I like, particularly here at the University of Alabama, I like taking what we have and what we've done, and how can we do it better? Or if it's something that we haven't done, how can we establish something new? So I'm always about finding new ways to approach, I don't say old topics, but new ways to approach areas that others have tried before but haven't quite gotten to yet. And I think what excites me about this podcast is that, you know, we're not here providing a lecture series. It's none of that. It's nothing like a formatted version of a lecture, right? I think part of what I value in it is the conversations that we'll have and that we have had along the way to lead up to this that I'm looking forward to. So my whys are really based on what I think that that college men can learn from each other by listening to each other, right? Listening to the stories, listening to the experiences that you all have that I hope to share as well in terms of part of what I've seen, but also, as Johnny mentioned, you know, bringing in some guests along the way to help share their experiences, shed light on that. You know, to me, there's nothing more valuable, particularly now so, than relating to the experiences that peers have. I know for me, that's some of the most valuable learning that I've had along the way is learning from others, from my peers, about how they've managed different areas of life, how they've addressed different circumstances in their life, and what can I do, or what can I take from those discussions that can help me along the way. You know, one of the things I know is true is that we are relying more and more on the value of peer coaching, peer counseling. So in some way, I see this podcast as an extension of that, right? Sharing stories from you, Nick, and Johnny, on your experiences or things that you can share related to men's mental health, but then as well, drawing from our university community, inviting guests to also talk about their experiences so that we can all learn together.
Yeah. Listeners, Dr. Perez mentioned tackling, like, concepts in a new way. When Dr. Perez and I first had this conversation about how I could get involved with him and his wellness initiatives, we were trying to find a spot, working it out in our heads, and he suggested a podcast. And
did I suggest that?
Yeah. Okay. That was definitely Dr. Perez, because my initial response in my head was, oh my gosh, I've like never even thought about doing that. I'm terrified of public speaking. But we hopped in the deep end here, and now we're doing it. So
yeah,
I can definitely attest to that. But I'll hop into why I wanted to do this. I really cared about leaving a legacy on here, or on the University of Alabama from the first time I stepped foot on campus. When I was 18, I kind of like what Johnny mentioned, we've had our hands in a lot of different hats. So I searched for places where I can make an impact, and always felt a little discontentment doing the work that I was doing because I lacked, like, sincere passion for it, whether that be because there was separation from my interest or because I didn't feel like I was helping people to the extent that I could. So I had a conversation with Dr. Perez about doing something in wellness, which is something I'm extremely passionate about, and we landed on this. And I think, like what Johnny and Dr. Perez said, having conversations about our stories, other people's stories, is the most consumable way to start your journey with navigating men's mental health. Having conversations openly is difficult, especially on campus where you know, these conversations don't flow when you're just joshing around with your friends. Mm-hmm. But I think that normalizing these conversations is important, not only to us in this room and the listeners here, but for the culture on campus. So.
Right. And I also want to speak to the kind of environment that we're creating with the Bama Balance. Like you were saying earlier, Dr. Perez, this isn't a lecture series that is going to be glorified to be a podcast. No, I think it's a huge compliment to Dr. Perez that Nick and I trust him to do this. I think there's very little administrators that would want to have these conversations with students. And so we want not only for the listeners to feel that this is not you know, an administrator and two students just speaking to you, but rather speaking with you and sharing these experiences, you know, that we've had throughout our time at the University of Alabama. And so I just kind of wanted to break down that barrier that it was, it's not just, you know, a lecture series.
Well, gosh, Johnny, Nick, I really appreciate that. You're very generous in saying that. And I think part of what I valued here during my time and continue to value are the conversations and the relationships that I developed with students. And, you know, with this podcast, I had to think back on some of the earlier relationships and successes that I've experienced working with students, with the Greek Strong Task Force, our Xanax Task Force, which again was very much driven by students. And so I look forward to this journey with the two of you, with the three of us together.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break. Hope you guys enjoyed us kind of telling about our whys. This has been the Bama Balance, real life stories about men's mental health.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. In this segment, we're going to kind of get into why we decided to do this podcast now and why we think it's needed at the University of Alabama. I think it's kind of something... it's a testament to how strong we feel about it. I mean, Nick and I are outgoing seniors, really don't have a lot of on our plate right now, and we're still very passionate about this project. Nick, I know you feel very strongly about you know, men's mental health in general. So why do you think that this is a very important step for us to make, even when we're outgoing seniors like we are.
Yeah, I think my answer is kind of two-pronged here. Introspectively, like you said, we're outgoing seniors, so us getting this in place now is important to kind of set the foundation for the years to come. I think all of us in this room hope that this carries on as long-lasting. So for me, I wanted to kind of get our foot in the door to set that foundation, like I said, in the time that we have left. But as far as the rest of the campus, I think that the sooner that these conversations start, the sooner that people are going to start making strides into their own journey with mental health and be more comfortable having these conversations openly. And I think that as soon as that starts happening on a wide scale, the university is going to benefit from it greatly. I think that, you know, society and campus kind of has a circular nature of dependency where I will depend on, you know, Johnny to have these conversations the same way that Johnny depends on me, and same with Dr. Perez. And just broadening that circle to where, you know, somebody might listen to this podcast and feel more comfortable about talking about their mental health journey with their friends, and their friends will likely respond, feeling more comfortable coming to them about the their struggles and what they do that helps. And I think that as soon as that open dialogue really has a platform, more people will be comfortable doing that, and that'll allow people to really get their foot started.
Yeah. No, I think that you said something there, Nick, that it's about sort of engaging people in the same circle. And I think that one of the things that I think is important and the need, particularly now, is, you know, how do we draw that circle wider, right? I think I think it's always been difficult for men to talk about issues regarding mental health. And it's really those special friends that you have that you can confide in and you can lean on when you need to lean on them the most. And to me, what I think of is there's some guys out there who may not have those friends, and if they do, they might find it a little too risky, or they don't know if they can trust them enough to lean on them. And so part of, I think, the need is that we provide that other space, right, for others to hear our stories, hopefully to learn more also, as we might bring other folks in, where they can share their stories. And then once that happens, then those issues that might have been either taboo to talk about or hesitant to talk about, they become more relatable, I think. And you probably find this true too, when you talk about a concern or something that's troubling you with another friend, and that friend knows exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. You feel less alone in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Perez carried the same sentiment that I had. He just put it a lot more eloquently.
No.
So, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think I've had more time to think about it.
Yeah, sure.
So,
sure.
And I think part of what I've learned is that, you know, men's mental health, particularly at college, can be a pretty tricky thing, right? So if you think about, you know, when you first started college as freshmen to where you are now as seniors, your whole kind of life experiences as students has changed, right? I would guess to say that the way you look at the world now is much different than the way
right.
you looked at it as
yeah,
freshmen.
Totally.
Certainly,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, part of it is you know, sharing those experiences and how they impact mental health, or how experiences along the way your college career has affected your mental health. What are some of those things that are important? What are some of those things that you can relate to? You know, if we have, you know, underclassmen listening in, I think that they would learn so much from hearing upperclassmen talk about their experiences and navigating college life and navigating, particularly here at the University of Alabama, where I think there's a lot, while there's a lot of things that students can be involved in, I think sometimes it can be difficult to find your place,
mm-hmm.
right? And so how does mental health, how does that impact your mental health?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think that it's important to for people walking around this campus to know that nobody that you walk past has it figured out.
That's such a good idea.
I remember whenever I was, you know, first coming to the University of Alabama, I did think that I had it figured out. I came to the campus thinking that I was the man and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, looking back on that now, I still don't have it figured out. I don't plan to really have it figured out for a while, and I'm okay with that. And so I think that it's good that we can address that and address that, you know, uncertainty and being okay with your mental health and your current status, the way that you feel is perfectly fine. There's no person on this world or on this campus that's living a perfect life that has had nothing but joy and happiness. Happen at the University of Alabama, that's certainly not the case, especially in life. So I think that this is a great outlet for people that maybe feel that they're the only one in those circumstances, that, you know, life is against me and nobody else is there with me and can help me. I think that all of us can say that that is not the case whatsoever.
For sure.
We are very much gone through the ringer of ups, downs, lows, highs. So I think that it's very important that we continue to, you know, talk about our personal experiences and relate to you know, underclassmen, upperclassmen, and, you know, even graduate students, even people mm-hmm. that are maybe a few years out, but that we relate the Alabama experience to everybody, because it is different for each person that comes to our campus.
Yeah, Johnny, I thought you said a great thing about, you know, figuring out that you don't have it figured out. That first experience of kind of recognizing, like, man, I'm kind of at a loss. Like, I was on a roll. I had this, like, great plan, and now it's not happening anymore the way that I thought it would. And that initial happening is really, like, a punch in the mouth sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that, for me, why I think this is such a great idea is if I had somebody to reference that, I knew it was like Johnny Foster or Dr. Perez, who, you know, I trust and I respect a lot. Hearing it from them saying, like, man, these great guys don't have it figured out. It's okay to not have it figured out. Like, I'm still going to end up in a great spot the same way that these guys are right now.
Mm-hmm. There's something kind of humbling, too, isn't there?
Totally.
About realizing that it's okay to not have it all figured out. It's okay mm-hmm. to not really know where my future is going to lead, because there's those expectations too, right? You get into college and there can be that expectation of, I have to, you know, major in this and I have to do these things for my career. And a lot of times you just don't know.
Yeah.
So
if I don't get into this, my life
right.
is ruined.
Right. That's right. Oh my
Man,
gosh.
The amount of times
I
had that conversation with
my
myself
gosh.
Was too many to count
too
freshman
many.
Year.
Yeah. There's a lot of expectation. I think particularly too, maybe this sort of these not newer generations, but newer to me anyway.
Right.
But I think particularly since COVID, post-COVID now, we're in a post-COVID world. And how has that influenced not only mental health, but how, you know, college men approach their experience on campus? How do they, you know, establish these meaningful relationships and manage mental health throughout that? I think it'll be an interesting journey, and I think that the why now. I think it's I think it's really good timing, because
right.
I think part of what drew me to this is how do we use current platforms and social media, for example,
right. mm-hmm.
to get the message across. And it may be the same message, but it's just in a different way and in a different style. So again, rather than a lecture series, it's about talking about what's going on for me and how I manage these things in my life that I've stumbled on or have caused me to stumble, and what support has been really helpful to me along the way.
Right, yeah. I think that's our aim for this podcast and the reason driving why we're doing it now. We're going to take a break right now, but we will be back in a few. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. We want to close off with a little final discussion. So Johnny, how are you feeling about what we've talked about, what you think, and what we're doing moving forward?
Yeah, I think after having this initial podcast conversation, I feel so much better about our aim and what we are trying to achieve with the Bama Balance. I think it's good for everybody to know that we're not experts in really anything about men's mental health, but rather have just gone through it. And I think it takes someone that's gone through it to really speak about it. Obviously I haven't experienced everything that there is to experience. I've been in a lot of different areas of campus, met a lot of different people, and again, have experienced the lows and highs countless times, thinking that both opposite ends were the way that it was going to continue, while neither happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, and I think that this outlet of the Bama Balance is going to be a great vehicle for us pushing this vehicle of men's mental health is something that needs to be talked about and needs to be recognized by not only oneself, but, you know, among their peers. Men's mental health is something that you don't really necessarily talk about until it's too late, or maybe, you know, not at all. So I think this is going to be a very, very fun and kind of cool experimental experience.
Yeah. Can I just say that I'm really I'm excited to be working and being here with the two of you. I think that the most fun we've had is when we've just been able to talk like this. And and I think the other thing that I really admire is that one, you're both eager and willing to venture into this void with me, right? It's the unknown, because we don't know what really kind of what we're doing. This is our first crack at this,
right?
And we're hoping that it resonates with folks. I think we will, and I think that what I appreciate about the both of you is your willingness to do that, your honesty, being able to lend your truth and your voice to this podcast. I think that's what really is important, because, you know, I could talk about here's what the research says and here's what, you know, various presentations at conferences have that I've learned from what I've gathered. But it means nothing unless you have real voices to it. And I think that's even why I like the way we've titled this, the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. I remember, Johnny, we were in here trying to figure out a title for this podcast, and you were pretty brilliant about it, actually.
Yeah,
coming up with the title. Yeah, it was all you, and a little bit of technology along the way. And Nick, I'm grateful for you too, because we first talked at the end of the spring semester last year. And then we kind of reconnected this fall, and we resurrected this idea. And as we got to talk, and we thought, well, we need somebody else as part of this, and we got Johnny on board. So the three of us together, I'm very excited about it.
That's right. I think that all of us are extremely comfortable saying that we're imperfect. And I think that's like the first step in these conversations.
Right.
And it's fortunate that all of us get along enough to talk about this kind of stuff. But I'm beyond excited about what the future holds for the Bama Balance, and especially with these guys sitting with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I just think that our motto, the real stories about college men's mental health, I think the real stories is the part that's most important, because Nick and I are seniors. We really have no reason to tell anything but the truth. We don't have to we don't have to appease anybody, and we're not trying to move up the ranks in different organizations on campus.
It all comes out now.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. And so I think that that's a unique kind of thing where we can, while a lot of people may think the same way we do, they don't feel that they can express it because they don't want to be seen as a certain person or have something come against them. But I'm happy to be the one to say it and have people resonate with it silently. And so I think the real stories that will come out of this podcast are going to be great in helping people on their journey towards developing their mental health for the better.
No, I agree. And again, I've been grateful to others who we've sort of pitched this idea to, that they've seemed excited about it. It feels to me like the campus is open to what we have to offer. So with that, I want to thank everybody who's joined us for our first episode, and we look forward to having you join us the next time as we continue to explore and to share more stories and experiences on men's mental health in college. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. I'm Tody Perez.
I'm Johnny Foster.
And I'm Nick Smith.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show hosts or their guests are their own and not necessarily those of the University of Alabama, its officers, or trustees. Any views, opinions, or conclusions shared on the show do not create a relationship between the host or any guest and any listener, and such a relationship should never be inferred. If you feel you're in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, please contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.